Hi everyone, this is Clad Sue, and I am standing talking to, I don't know, actually, do you have a name or do you have a handle?
I have a name.
What is your name?
Rebecca Sela.
Hey, Rebecca. So you work for Bueda. What kind of company is that?
It's a semantic web startup that's interested in understanding the social web.
Okay. Deciphered would be a company that's trying to understand social networking and how they can leverage it, or what?
Just basically, there's so much information out on various social networks, and so we can use our semantic analysis platform to better understand that kind of stuff.
Okay.
All the knowledge that's out there.
And what, I guess Facebook would obviously probably be one place that
mm-hmm.
you would be looking.
Facebook, Twitter, we're concentrating on right now.
Okay.
LinkedIn would be good for a variety of things. And even YouTube, although they're tagged with videos, they don't work that well.
Okay.
So we can use our platform to basically expand the tags, and then you can better find what you're searching for.
Okay, so in terms of YouTube or even podcasts like this one, is there any effort being made either at your company or that you know of to take the multimedia, which obviously you can't, it's not text, you can't just...
Yeah.
Look at it, you know. So is there any effort to, transcribe it or analyze what's actually in the media and then,
Not many companies. That's kind of what we started to focus on. We were focusing on Flickr and all the images on there.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, you have the tags, but usually they're not good enough. Or, what you call one thing, I'm going to call something that's a little bit different. So if you use our API, you can basically send us a set of tags, 5 tags that you have for a Flickr photo, and then we'll expand it and enhance it and enrich it. So we send you back a list of maybe 20 tags, and then so it's easier to search for. For YouTube, we're doing the same thing that we're doing with Flickr, but we're not going through the audio file. Is that what you're talking about?
Either one, really, I guess. I guess the audio.
Because YouTube is trying to do more with
it.
Yeah, YouTube's trying to do more with tagging, but it's not really caught on yet.
Okay. So you guys have, is your main thing this API that you're starting to mention?
That's what basically all of our products are built on top of. We just launched a social media marketing platform that analyzes Twitter, and so it brings you the people who are talking about you, even if they're not specifically talking about your brand, and then you can contact them. And then Hipster Boxing doesn't really use the API yet, but
okay.
It can in the future.
Okay, so Hipster Boxing I've been to, and I found it hilarious.
Yes.
So the way that I interpreted Hipster Boxing was that you go there and you look at 2 pictures of hipsters and decide who would win in a boxing match. Is that correct?
You can look at it that way. How I look at it, or how our company envisions it,
right.
would be you look at 2 pictures of hipsters and then you would pick the one who is the hipper hipster, or the most textbook definition of hipster, even
okay.
though there is no such thing. Just I pick the most ridiculous person.
Right.
If I were to see them on the street, I would pick them.
Okay. So first of all, backing up, where did this idea come from? What's the story of Hipster Boxing?
The story, there's not really a story. We kind of just made it for our own amusement.
Okay.
One Friday we figured, it's kind of a slow week, so one Friday we figured, you know what, we can code this in a day.
Right.
And so my job was, as the marketing person, I just went to Facebook and kind of lifted the Facebook IDs from people who I considered hipsters.
Okay.
I just found on Facebook, not my friends, just I went to obscure band sites and saw
okay.
who liked them, and you can tell who a hipster is by their Facebook profile picture. Anyway, and then the rest of us coded it. I guess the idea, I don't know, we've kind of, I feel like everyone's kind of obsessed with hipsters right now.
Right, yeah.
Because
it's like hipsters and zombies.
Exactly,
right now.
Exactly. And especially in Pittsburgh, it's kind of becoming a little mecca for hipsters, I think, because it's so cheap to live here.
Right.
But there are those blogs look at that fucking hipster. I don't know if you can curse, but...
Yeah, you can.
Okay. And stuff hipsters hate, and let me see. I don't know. Everyone's just talking about hipsters, and whether you like them or, like, hate them,
right.
People are very passionate about this topic. So we figured what better to, like, just put our resources in for one day than this, like, fun game.
To make that happen.
Exactly.
I think that was a great sacrifice.
I think so as well.
So as a marketing person, did you write the explanation of what that site was? That I thought that was
yeah.
a really funny...
Thank you.
Okay.
I thought it was kind of long, but I don't want to compromise any of the wit and humor.
Oh, right. No, absolutely
I just
not.
I should have shortened it.
Artistic purity.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay, so it's just a purely, like, there was no agenda to this site. It was just a...
There was
fun.
No agenda, but now, since we used the... we initially used the pictures, the profile pictures of hipsters.
Uh-huh.
Kind of just an easier way, like we don't have to store it, we just enter in the user ID,
oh,
like
right.
on
yeah,
the
sure.
open graph.
Yeah.
But now we're realizing that we can use that, like later we can take the top 25% of the hipsters
right.
or something that people have voted on,
right.
and we can see what their interests are on the open graph and
okay.
kind of like figure out trends, like what the hipsters are listening to,
oh, nice.
What kind of activities they like riding their fixed gear, you know,
yeah,
like things
yeah.
like that. So it'd be kind of cool for trend analysis and just better defining who hipsters are.
Okay, so this leads me to an interesting question, to me at least. So, I mean, so you guys are like basically living and breathing off of information that you're finding just lying out there on the web.
Yeah.
So is privacy dead?
To a large extent, yes, but I believe that most people are becoming more and more okay with it. Like, the open graph, you don't have to be in the open graph. You can opt out, which I just think most people don't know how to, which was Facebook's plan, I'm sure.
Right, right, yeah.
But, I mean, if you're putting anything on Facebook, if you're on Facebook, I think you're pretty well aware that that information is public, whether you make it public or not.
Okay, but that was my question. Like, are you really? Because I think some people think that a lot of that information is private. Like, I think that there's a large
segment.
Like their
pictures?
Like, yeah, everything about them, really.
Yeah, no, I think a lot of people think that, but I think
they're
you'd
wrong.
Kind of be fooling yourself.
Right.
Like, I don't want to, I don't know, insult anyone, but if it's up online... Even if your pictures are hidden, if you, like, binge drinking and you're looking for a job, like, it's still up there. You can
right.
untag it, and then it's not really there. I mean, it's still there.
It's still there, yeah.
Yeah, but it's harder to find.
Right.
As for your profile picture, are you talking about, like, do we find it weird that we're taking this, that we're, like, just lifting it? Because you can make that private if you want.
Right.
But most people don't.
Right.
For what reason? I don't know. They don't want to be private about that.
Right.
I don't know. I think privacy is kind of dead. Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree, to be honest.
But, yeah, it's just an interesting quandary, I guess, and something that's fairly new. It hasn't always been that way, obviously, so.
Yeah. But, I mean, now if you think about it, we're videotaped basically most of our lives.
Mm-hmm.
I think people just tend to ignore it, you know?
Mm-hmm. Why do you think they ignore it? Because it doesn't have an immediate impact on them, or because it doesn't ever have an impact on them, or...?
I guess you'd be pretty paranoid if you didn't ignore it.
Mm-hmm.
And also, I think a lot of people have the mentality that if they're not doing anything wrong, why should they care? I mean, there are things like the Patriot Act, though, where people are pretty up in arms about,
mm-hmm.
which I get that. I don't know. I don't really have any qualms with that. As weird
yeah.
as that is.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like,
I mean,
what I put on Facebook, I realized that my mom should be okay seeing it.
Right, exactly.
That's my mentality.
Yeah.
Some people don't do that.
Right.
Some people are, like, up in arms that, like, oh, why are you looking at my, like, you know, half-naked pictures? I'm like,
right.
well, you posted them on this album and it showed up on my newsfeed. So, yeah, but I don't know. Are you okay with that? Probably not.
I mean, it's the internet. I don't ever consider the internet private. So the fact
yeah.
that it's dead does not surprise me. I think people might need to be educated better because I mean, I still get amazed when people use their real name and put real information on the internet about themselves that they are then freaked out about, that's like out in the open.
Yeah, that like chases
them. That would be why. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I gotcha.
Yeah. So this company, I guess the parent company of like hipster boxing and everything, the Bueta, what are they? I mean, I guess they're a social network aggregator of sorts or
Semantic web.
Okay. So is it something in research right now, or are they a company servicing other companies? Like, I guess, what exactly is this?
I think it's our semantic matching platform, the API. It started out of research from Carnegie Mellon. So my boss, he got his doctorate there in natural language processing, and the API was basically his thesis.
Oh, okay.
So we've been building it up more and more, but we're starting to apply it to other things. So like our first application was, not our first, but like our first major application of it was with Five, which is our social media marketing platform. And then we didn't really apply it to hipster boxing, but I guess we could with the trend analysis and the Open Graph integration. But right now we're talking to other companies, seeing who could use our technology. Like a lot of ad agencies could use it. A lot of travel service aggregators. I don't really know how to.
Are you talking about like kayak.com or Orbitz or something like that?
Yeah, like that. Yeah. We could provide better recommendations, more targeted recommendations.
Right.
You could use our technology for research purposes, which would be awesome, in my opinion, but it just takes a long time to get the research grant.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah.
So, I don't know. It's kind of a really exciting time for us because we're talking to a lot of companies who are interested in working with us, and
Right. The
technology can be used for various things.
Okay. So, actually, when we met the other day and we were chatting, you had mentioned crowdsourcing.
Yeah.
That's probably separate from Bueta, right? But I'm kind of interested in this topic, and you seem to know a little bit about it, so.
Well, crowdsourcing kind of applies to hipster boxing.
Okay.
Because hipsters, as you know, are pretty undefinable.
Right.
But we use crowdsourcing so people can tell us who the hipsters are. Like, you can nominate your friends.
Okay.
You select, like, this person's a hipster. They definitely need to be in the ring.
Okay.
So we're not really sure who hipsters are, but we figure the wisdom of the crowd will provide us with the answers of the hipsters.
Okay.
And then the hippest hipster will rise to the top of the crowd.
Right.
And then we'll be able to find out more about hipsterdom, I guess.
Right.
But, so it kind of applies there. What do you want to talk about, like,
crowdsourcing? Well, so crowdsourcing defined, more or less.
Defined answers to everything.
Yeah, okay. So it's basically, if you want to know something, just ask a bunch of people and see what they
wisdom of the crowd.
And is this an online-only kind of phenomenon, or can this be leveraged, like,
IRL? No, it can be, you know, face-to-face, but I think it's made easier with online social networks just because you can reach, you know, 1,000 followers,
right,
one tweet, ask them a question, and you'll get back all these responses. And actually tomorrow, I don't know if you're aware of this, but a social good day declared by Mashable in Red, like, parentheses Red.
Okay, yeah.
And it's basically, I call it, yeah.
Movement. Okay.
It's basically like a crowdsourcing day, but Mashable's hosting meetups all around the country where you're supposed to get together with your friends and discuss how social media can be used to fight social problems.
Okay.
And specifically the AIDS crisis in Africa.
Okay.
And then if you can't go to a physical meetup, you can use the hashtag social good.
Okay.
And so they'll, like, look through the ideas after tomorrow and see if they come up with any
Okay. I mean, that's cool.
Answers.
Yeah,
yeah, that's so cool. It's really cool.
Right. Well, gosh, I wonder if I can get this episode out tomorrow.
It's okay. Because then all the data will be published.
Oh, okay.
You know?
Cool. All right. So how to get to Bueta, and I guess, is there any point in getting to Bueta if I'm not a big company?
Yeah, I mean, you can use our API for free. Just
sign
up, and it can improve the search capabilities on your site.
Oh, okay.
By expanding the tags.
Very cool.
You can use our social media marketing platform for free. And that's basically geared toward small businesses that that maybe promotion is like the last thing you're thinking of,
mm-hmm.
you know, kind of an afterthought.
Right, yeah.
Which I think a lot of companies have a problem with. So that's just kind of giving you a, like holding your hand through the process of promoting on the social web, which
okay.
I think a lot of people.
And you go on site yourself personally and like help them market.
Exactly, yes.
Stuff.
I will physically hold your hand.
Cool.
Yeah. But and hipster boxing, I mean, is for everyone.
Hey, that is for everyone. No kidding.
And we're also thinking, this is different, but of applying hipster boxing to other things, like maybe
right.
using it for political
yeah.
races
yeah.
or really anything.
Well, I mean, you could insert anything in place of hipster. I mean,
exactly.
think about geek boxing.
Exactly. That's
really
what I'm
anything.
Thinking.
Yeah.
Or like goth boxing.
Yeah, yeah.
Like,
emo boxing.
Yeah. Or like kitty boxing. You know how big cats are?
That would be great.
Yeah.
Lol cat boxing.
Yeah, lol cat boxing.
Yeah.
So maybe we'll do that.
I hope you do. Cool. Well, thanks for talking to me.
Of course. Okay, thank you.
All right, thanks. Bye.
Thank you
Bye.
For listening to Hack Republic Radio. HPR is sponsored by Caro.net. So head on over to caro.net for all your hosting needs.